Good evening from NPR Music. You are connected to a special live concert edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we are at the 6th and I Synagogue in Washington, D.C. We're waiting for Laura Marling to take the stage. Laura Marling, an English folk singer and songwriter. She's currently on tour for a gorgeous new record called A Creature I Don't Know. The house lights are off, and here comes the band. Laura Marling, she's got a full band with her tonight. Enjoy the show, everybody.
Little me, asking what things you have seen. We are vulnerable in your head. Y'all screaming your will to your day. Creatures veiled by night, following things that are right. When they're tired and they need to be led, y'all screaming your will to your day. But give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am. Children will live just to go old. But if I sit here and weep, be blown over by the slightest of waves, and weep me to their land, and the tender are carried to their damned if I be found there. Oh, give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am. It's funny how the first chord that you come to are the minor notes that come discerning, and it's hard to accept yourself as someone you don't desire, as someone you don't want to be.
This is a beautiful venue, and that's all I can say for now. We're going to play some music for you, and that's a fact. Thank you. He can fall and she can weep, as holy are my feet and heart with mention. The dear they may not speak, we feel tight when there is tension, and our eyes can make us weep. The man he has become, his soul is seldom higher with the falsities of fun. Can embrace sweet desire as in moments as they pass. He fears it evermore, he sees it doesn't last.
The riches they consume, their pride made our hearts exude. Emptiness unrivaled by hunger that I could control. He pray up to his God that he might save their soul. But the glamorous city is too much to bear. The glamorous city is too much to bear. Oh, I believe we are meant to be seen and not to be understood.
Gold is fine.
There is gold across the river, and I don't.
slowly at his feet, watching pictures of past lovers at his side. Stood at the table where she sat and removed his hat in respect of her presence. Presents her with the pictures and says, "These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you." Opened up his little heart, unlocked the lock that kept it dark. Read a written warning saying, "I'm still mourning the ghosts of a ghost of a ghost of a ghost that broke my heart before I met you." Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in all his self-esteem. Couldn't understand why he was crying. He would stare at empty chairs, think of the ghosts that once were there. The ghosts that broke his heart, or the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts that broke his heart, or the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts that broke my heart before I met. Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. He says I'm so lost, and I know see any of you. Is it strange? So stage banter is not my forte. So I've come up with a way of coping with it, or like explaining it to people, and that is just a series of facts. This evening I'll be entertaining you with a series of facts. The first fact is, this is the guitar we recorded the album on. And the second fact is, this is a song from the album. That's it. The third... No, that's it. Faith in God is happiness. That's a fact.
God's work is planned. I stand here with a man that talked to me so candidly. Than I choose. My lips at once lose. I steal again the booze. Longing, ever longing to be confused. He wrote me a letter saying he would love me better. Follow me into the night, and you can call on me.
We've been sleeping in a tour bus, which is fun and cool. Only one of us has been bitten to death by mosquitoes.
I'd like to apologise for taking my shoes off. In my opinion, there's no excuse for musicians with no shoes on. But I'm rocking that look tonight. I've got bites all over my feet. Tasty as blood, apparently.
Yeah, tasty as blood. And now she smells like some sort of like alcohol spray. She's like an itchy alcoholic. It's amazing.
That's a nice image.
Your strength, Lord, and your food and your warfare. Oh, I am your savior.
we're going to... Wow, you are super polite. It's amazing. We are going to play another two new songs from the album, and we're going to play them as one, because everyone loves a medley. And there's a line that, well, there's... I get... Because... well, no, I don't do the chat. I've been asked a lot of questions about the album, obviously, because it's been come out recently. And one of them is, why is this one song called Silliness? And I've no answer for them. And it's very boring. And Salinas is a town in California where I have never been. The first line of the song is, I'm from Salinas, which is obviously a lie. I just wanted to kind of establish a level of honesty with you guys. Because there's also a line, sometimes when I write songs, funny lines come out that I feel should just stay there, that was a bit peculiar, and sometimes I even laugh when I'm singing them, which is not professional. And there's another line coming up further along in the set that's, my husband left me last night, but I've never been married and I'm okay. Everything's okay. And later on, if you guys want to be honest about something, feel free.
Money is money to share. Don't ask me why, I'll tell you no less. Sonny, don't come here no more. You don't drink from this well. He's done with the world and done with the girl. Now don't ask him why, and he tells me no less. Those of us who were lost and low, I know how you feel. Oh, it's not right, but it's real. I don't ask for love and I don't beg for money. I'm just asking for grace and forgiveness. Now, honey, don't ask me why, I'll tell you no. Of mountains and on the lowest of bases, and I still don't know why. I still don't know why. Those of us who are lost and alone, I know how you feel. No, it's not right. Was a child, and I always knew why. I knew my name, till I knew my role, and I stayed away for very long time. Still, I know. Oh, Lord, am I alone? Those of us who lost and lost, I know how you feel. I know it's not right, but it's real.
My mother was a savior of 6 foot of bad behavior, with long brown curly hair down to her thigh. Oh, my mother. All my friends esteemed her. So will I ever see heaven again? Other screaming, looking darkly to the back of her eye. The careless beast was bleating, that the air behind was breathing, that they mustn't ever look up to the sky. There, no answers. There, found as clean as I am. Is kind of very inappropriate for where we are and what time of year it is, but the last night something quite strange happened to me, and I quite sort of sadistically like it when strange things happen to me on tour, because then I've got something to say. But I never feel more English than in America. And last night couldn't have been a more perfect example of it. You know, well, we were sleeping in a hotel last night, so it was quite, I couldn't sleep very well. So like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd been awake for a couple of hours and I really wanted a bottle of water. So then something about the middle of the night makes me incredibly brave. At home, I'd never get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wander the streets. But I decided to last night, and I got about sort of 10 minutes away from our hotel around here. And, you know, because you're never more than 10 minutes away from a 24-hour pharmacy in America, as far as I can tell. It was like no one around, no cars, nothing. And I hear a bike coming, and I like look like, shit, I've just got out of bed. And this woman on a bike comes up and goes, what you doing, excuse my accent, what you doing around here on your own? And I was like, I just want some water. I was like a completely English, I just want some water. And she was like, where are you going? I was like, I was going to go to the pharmacy. She's like, you're going the wrong way. And I was like, oh, okay. So she got off her bike and she was very sweet. Like, it wasn't at all intimidating. You could tell straight away she was very gentle. And she said, my name's Robin. I'm homeless, I hate rats, and you're going the wrong way. So, we get to talking because we turn around in the direction I've just come from, and we start walking back that 10 minutes that I've come from there. And I was like, what are you doing out this time of night? She's like, well, I don't have a home. What do you expect me to do? And then she said, I go out late at night saving white people. It was amazing. And then she said, will you help a homeless person? And all I had on me was a packet of cigarettes and a $5 bill. So she walked me back to my hotel and I had to give her the $5, and then I didn't have any money for water anyway, so I just went back to bed. But if you ever see a woman not walking on the pavement, a homeless woman in her 40s not walking on the pavement because of rats, her name is Robin, and give her my regards. And that story could not be less associated with this next song.
So smart then, in your jacket and coat, my softest red scarf was warm in your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose, I never loved England more. Mine says it's good to hear that you believe in love, even if set in fear. Well, I'll hold you there, brother, and sit you straight. I only believe love is frail and willing to break. I will come back here, bring me back when I'm old. I want to lay forever in the cold. I might be cold, but I'm just skin and bone, and I never love England more than when covered in why. And I bet you that he cracked a smile. And I'm clearing all the crap out of my room, trying desperately to figure out what it is that makes me blue. And I wrote an epic letter to you, and it's 22 pages running back, but it's too good to be used. And I try to be a girl who likes to be used. I'm too good for that. There's a mind under this hat, and I call my
Mama, it's too hard. Mama, it's too hard. Feel like running. Feel like running on.
Run it all.
And we'll keep you up, little one, safe from harm, like an extra arm. You are. You were so smart then, in your jacket and coat. My softest red scarf was warm in your throat. Winter will leave us, left the end of my nose. So goodbye, old England, till next year. Made up this crazy. I'm taking all the credit for it. I made up this crazy tuning, and each night I've been making my guitar tech look really bad by giving him the wrong tuning to tune this guitar to, and then I tune it to the right tuning. So that's a fact. It's another boring fact. So this is our first proper tour in a little while, and we're getting good again. You know, we haven't played together since we made the album in March. Still pro, as you could tell. But we play the same set every night, so sometimes we get so good that we don't fuck. We don't mess up. That's great, but you know, I mean, technically, we might not be good to listen to, but technically, we don't mess up. So I've got I go to gigs, and when I'm at home, and I find it excruciatingly self-indulgent when people play new songs that nobody's had the chance to hear yet and enjoy. But I am going to do that because it increases my chances of messing up, which is a thrill for me. So that's what I'm going to do. So this is a fresh batch. Sounds to me. Oh, hang on, sorry. Okay, that is the actual, that is my one mess up. So your grandmother sounds to me a woman I would be proud to be. And you say she reminds you of me. Every little boy is so naive. Oh, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Giants of circumstance and romance. Man who could get his dirty little hands on me. Sounds to me. Head up, shoulders back, and proud to be. Every little girl is so naive, falling in love with the first man victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance, romance, any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. Oh, oh, oh. When we were in love, if we were, when we were in love, I was in Eden and you were dumb. Today I will feel something other than regret. Pass me a glass and a half-smoked cigarette. I've damn near got no dignity left. I've damn near got no dignity left. Oh, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me.
No one, hope no
showed you my hand once and you hit me in fear. I don't stand for the devil, I don't whisper in ears. I stand on the mountains and call people to hear. It's a sudden burst of light, it's a fate foretold.
I would, with great pleasure, like to introduce you to my band. Is that great? I've been trying to encourage them to speak on stage. I sound like they're children. They're fully fledged adults. They've made a solid effort over the past two gigs. There was some French spoken in Montreal, which is very impressive. But then. After the gig in Montreal, I said, you could speak whenever you wanted to. And Pete said, this is Pete, he said, the only thing I can ever think to say is taking the mickey out of you. And I thought, well, it's better than nothing. Have you got any gems for us tonight?
I've got a fact.
The congregation here at 6th and I was... once considered the most vibrant in the United States.
What does that mean?
I think that was in the Time magazine that was reported, wasn't it?
That was a September 2009 edition. Yeah.
Actually, it was Newsweek magazine, but it was 2009, but Newsweek, not Time.
Oh, okay.
Glad we got that straight.
The sad thing is we rehearsed that.
Yeah, we really did.
And if it went badly, the plan was just to make a silly noise on the tenor horn. Comme si. Thought you'd like that.
Thanks, that's dudes. It. You made me look a bit less weird. I'm well.
We did manage banter, though, so it's good. It's progress.
Go on.
Just
don't be shy.
Right.
What sort of bees make milk?
Yeah.
Right, there you are. So now I'll introduce you to these amazing weirdos. This is Matt the Block Ingram on drums. Grazzle Brown on double bass. Marcus Hammer Hamlet on many things behind me. Moose de Turbeville on cello. And the legendary Pete Rowe on keyboards and many other things. And did you guys catch Alessi?
Thank you.
fact about me is that I can't multitask. And that I've been playing guitar for 15 years and I still struggle to tune one, which is bad.
Judgment day, so fear. I'm warning.
can see you all. Oh, no, you're gone again. Hello. We've got two more songs for you this evening. And you have been such a pleasure to play to. Amazing. So I'm just sorting out my pockets, so I'm not doing anything peculiar. This has been a real treat playing in here. And you got a nice city in that, it's good. Just to put a cap on the awkwardness, we just got one more awkward thing we need to discuss. And that is that, as I said earlier, and a fact about me is that I go to gigs, and I find it very, very annoying when people withhold their best song for their encore. Because you're never sure if you're going to get an encore, so why withhold your best song? So, not that we were assuming that you guys are going to hear this encore, but just in case we have a way of getting around it, I just think it's a bit, as we say in England. That's a reference to a very English comedy duo who I'm very embarrassed that I just brought that up. Yes, we have a way of getting around it. If you did want an encore, then this is the last song. And if you didn't, this is the second to last song. And we hope you're okay with that. you so much for coming.
Mind so dark and skin so white. Is this the devil having fun? And tip my cup to the